Create Your Own Life Podcast, Episode 5. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/createyourownlife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Hey everybody, welcome to today's show. We are here on episode 5. Hope you've been enjoying all the content I've been giving to you guys. Be sure to head over to the website at jeremyryanslate.com and subscribe to the podcast so you get all the newest episodes delivered to your inbox. Have some really great interviews coming up for you guys. I've really been working hard in getting some great quality people for you guys to talk to. We have Ray Higdon coming up in the next couple weeks. We have Jay Samet, who is a media specialist. I have a whole bunch of great interviews. Scott Volker, the host of the Amazing Seller podcast. So I am really excited how the end of the year and the beginning of next year is going to be going for you guys. But today we're on a little bit of a different topic. We're going to be talking about leadership. And I'm going to be talking about how you can be a leader and how you've been lacking certain things as a leader so we can kind of help you to go farther along in that process and really be the person you want to be and create the life that you want to create. You know, there's some things out there that, you know, recently I've started to notice. You know, a fitness business. You may be part of a network marketing business. You may be part of just building any sort of business. The thing I find, you know, not just only in business, but let's look at raising children. Let's look at leading groups of people. Let's look at churches, youth groups, all sorts of things, you know, where leadership is going to be needed. I'm looking at that and I'm saying, just because you have a position or a title, you're not really a freaking leader. I don't know what to tell you, man. You look at it that way, and there's people that become these self-appointed leaders. If you have to appoint yourself a leader, you know, you're not really a leader, and I hate to tell you that, and people aren't going to follow you. So I really want to talk about what you're looking for in that, you know, in that leadership, because leadership has been there for thousands of years. I don't know how many of you guys have read a book called The Art of War, but it's something I actually do once a year to kind of help, you know, bring my brain back to where it needs to be in order to, you know, kind of help find what that leadership is that I'm trying to help. Because am I the best leader? No. Am I working at it? Of course. Because you have to really take an interest in people. And not only an interest in people, but an interest in improving their life. Because when people feel that you truly emotionally attach, you know, to what it is that interests them, you know, they're going to look to you for leadership. You have to be sympathetic and empathetic. But not to the point that if somebody says, you know, I'm having a tough day, I just can't do it today. You have to find out why they're having a tough day. Help them get to the bottom of that and help them really, you know, figure out how they're going to hit it out of the park that day for just what they have. Leadership is not about telling somebody to do something and getting it done. It is about that, but to a point. Leadership is more than just telling somebody to do something. It's, you know, that influence. It's that example. It's helping somebody to get to where they want to go because you've been there. And I think that's the most important place to start with. The most important thing about leadership is you have to freaking be there. You know, if you're telling somebody how to build an online marketing business, but you've never built one, you know, A, that's just wrong. You're taking advantage of somebody. And B, how are you really going to get them there? You know, you have to give them your experience, your what worked for me, your steps to have done it. And if you can't do that, if you can't tell them from your blood, sweat, and tears, then you're not going to get them there. And that's not real leadership. So you have to have been there. I think that's the really important first thing you have to look at. I think when you look at The Art of War, one of the biggest things that Sun Tzu talks about is having people do things that you don't want to do. And I always think back to the movie Office Space. I don't know how many of you guys have seen this, but Lumberg is always the guy that is expecting people to do things. He walks in, he says, I'm going to need you to work the weekend today. Yeah, about that. So he's a guy that's just cracking the whip and getting them to work. He's not working alongside of them. A leader is somebody that works in the trenches with you. And I also, you know, I look back to my younger days when I worked with a house painter. You know, he would not ask me to do anything that he would not do himself. Now, obviously, he's going to do the more specialized stuff, but, you know, a real leader will not ask you to do something they will not do themselves. Because, guys, that's just bullcrap. If they're asking you to do something that, A, they don't know how to do, or, B, they just won't do, they're just pushing it off on somebody else so they can blame them when it's not done. A leader has been there and will tell you what to do and will help you get that job done better. That's real leadership. What are some of the traits of a leader? You know, you believe in other people more than they believe in themselves because you know what? You've been there, you've seen the light at the end of the tunnel, and you are going to stay with them step by step to get there. You work with people, you know, to help them feel better, you know, about who they are as themselves. You acknowledge the hardships in their own lives and help them through. That's a big deal. They do what they say they will do. That's another thing. If people know that you say something's going to be done and it's going to be done and they can count on it, you know, A, they're going to duplicate that with anyone they lead, and B, you now have, you know, standing in their eyes. They look at you and they say, I know when I ask Jeremy to do something, it's done. And that's going to help you really get things done. And another thing is, too, they don't build individuals. They build teams, you know, and they're not threatened by their growth. They don't think, oh my gosh, if I train this person up, they're going to take my place. Well, you know what? If I can build somebody up and they can eventually take my place and it's going to allow me to get my business to phase two, that's amazing. Now, for those of you guys that don't know what a business in phase two is, phase one is when you're really working hard in a business day-to-day operations. Phase two is when you're really helping to get people to a different level so you can kind of control the business more as an executive and you create time freedom. I don't care what kind of business it is as you're running. You know, a lot of network marketing companies like to go out there and say, you know, you're going to have time freedom right away. And guys, that's crap. It is an awesome business to create time freedom, but not until you grind it out for those first few years are you going to get into phase two. There is no business you can start where you're automatically going to become in phase two. You know, private labeling products is a great way to make money, but you're just not going to start in phase two. You have to research a product. You have to build a brand. You have to market that brand. You have to get all sorts of reviews and things like that. So no matter what, you're not going to start a business in phase two. Let's look at a doctor. You know, day to day, you have to be in that because at first it's a bit of a cult of personality and you have to create a system that can be built off of that. Because if you ever have a business that's a cult of personality, meaning a business that's built purely off yourself, it's not going to go further. You have to create a business that's a system, you know, a certain way patients are seen. This is something I saw early on with personal training. I really put a special touch into dealing with clients, and that can be a problem at times because, you know, I've gone away for vacations and I've had clients say, you know, I don't want to work with anybody but you, so I'm going to take this month off. Then when you come back, they don't want to work with you because they realize they didn't need you. Now, if they realize they didn't need you, that's a real problem because you're not adding enough value to what they're getting. But if you don't have a system where they know, you know, whether it's you, John, or Bill that's training me, this is exactly what I'm getting, then you don't have a business, guys. A business is something that you can start in phase one, get it producing, get to phase two, and make money off of it. If you don't have that, you don't have a real business. So we're kind of going off on a tangent here, but, you know, leaders build teams. They don't just build individuals. You know, individuals are important, and they're really important to help that business grow, but real leaders build teams. And you know what? Leaders aren't born. There are some people that are, but, you know, leaders are made. Are you looking to improve yourself? And that's another trait of leaders. These are people that are constantly looking to improve themselves and constantly help them, you know, not only grow themselves, but grow other people. You know, if you're going to tell other people to invest in themselves, you have to invest in yourself first. And that's something that I don't think people do enough as leaders. You know, they tell people to do things, hope it gets done, and criticize when it doesn't get done. Well, that's not really something that's going to help you produce more. So I'm going to harken back to what I started with. If you have to tell other people you're the leader and they don't just look to you, you're not a leader. I hate to tell you that. You know, you're not building a business then. You know, you're not creating leadership. You're not doing a lot of other things. If you have to tell other people you are the leader, you are not the freaking leader. I don't know what to tell you. So you want to help people, guide people in the direction you have been. You know, and if you haven't been in that direction, but you have a vision, then you're going someplace. And I think that's the next important trait of a leader. Somebody with a vision. Let's look at Steve Jobs. Did he know how to do everything he wanted to do? No. But he had a vision. And he was helping people build that vision. It's incredible. You know, look at where he took Apple. He created these visionary products. It was incredible. He created this brand. And he didn't know where he was headed at first. But he created this, you know, this giant vision of he wanted to have this brand that would serve every need of people in such a customer-friendly way, and he created it. You know, you don't have to know the steps to get somewhere. Just have the vision and then create the steps. Backtrack. Find it. You know, and have people have passion about that vision. If you don't have passion yourself, other people aren't going to have passion. So leaders are people that create a vision, have passion about it, and really go for it. You know, be it building a business, be it spreading your message, whatever it is, you know, it could be, you know, your just your religious message to really build it out there and to really be interested in the development. So I just, I've been fed up with seeing a lot of people out there, you know, that are a boss. A boss doesn't get anything done. A leader gets things done. And there is a huge difference between the two. So I think just leadership in this modern world has changed. You know, a leader is somebody that people can look to and, you know, they know what they're getting. So let's see what Sun Tzu had to say about this. I just want to check, you know, let you guys in on a few things they have. So number one, this actually appears from an article from Forbes magazine of the 31 best pieces of leadership advice from Sun Tzu. I'm just going to give you a couple of them because it's just interesting because, you know, the book is 2,000 years old and he gives a lot of great, you know, information here. Something we already talked about here, number one, a leader leads by example, not force. Number two, you have to believe in yourself. And that goes back to the vision that we just talked about. If you don't have a vision, people don't know where they're going. And they're not going to follow you. That's just how it works. You know, some more here. Let's look, you know, you have to know, he says, to know your enemy, you have to become your enemy. And I don't think that's necessarily true because that breeds too much competition. You know, we don't win by fighting. We win by creating this vision of growth. You know, how can we grow? How can we serve? How can we create something huge? And then we're not competing. We're not looking to compete in the space. We become the space. And if you pervade and become the space, that's how you're going to become the best. So I don't necessarily agree with Sun Tzu there. You know, but look, let's look at some other things that he said. Strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Tactics without strategy is noise before defeat. So you have to have, you know, your wide vision of how you're going to get it done, but then create the steps. Because if people don't have steps, they're lost. And people can sense when you don't have a plan, and that's when your leadership falls apart. You know, people need to be self-determined about their decisions, but they need to know who they're looking to. And if they're looking to you to lead them someplace, then they're going to know what they're getting. You know, and we're going to look at here number 21. This is one of my favorites. Know yourself and you will win all battles. You know, half the time, guys, we don't know who we are. If you don't know yourself, you're not going to know what you're fighting for, what you believe in, what you're going for. You know, take people for that vision. So if you want to become a leader, you need to, you know, number one, invest in yourself. Number two, have a vision. Number three, lead people and build teams. Work side by side with those people. And number four, don't call yourself the freaking leader. Let people anoint you that by your hard work, by your integrity, by your push, and by that vision. So that is it for this Friday episode of the Create Your Own Life podcast. Hope you got a lot out of learning about leadership today. Hope you got a lot out of everything I was delivering you today. Hope you've gotten a lot out of all these episodes I've been giving to you so far. I'm really excited for next Wednesday. We have our next interview coming up. We have Monica Guzman, who is an executive coach. She's going to be talking about the mistakes that women make in the workplace and how they can change them, work around them, and really create a better and more productive work environment. So until next time, guys, have an awesome day and keep listening and keep being awesome.